Now connecting to the Webcomic Beacon Extended Play.
Hello and welcome to episode 140 of the Webcomic Beacon. This is an extended play episode of the Webcomic Beacon here at webcomicbeacon.com. I am Fess from Fessworks.com, and with me we have Tyler James from, 30characters.com, and you can also find him at, I believe, TylerJamesComics.com?
That'll work. That'll get you there. How you doing, Fess?
It's going all right. How are you today?
I'm doing great. We're day four into the challenge, and I'm definitely entertained by what's going on there. So, gearing in. It's starting to feel like autumn and, mm-hmm. in Massachusetts, but not letting that turn me off. So, you know, things mm-hmm. are going well.
It would be easier to get to your website if your profile on 30 characters was, the URL was spelled with an S after James. I was trying to click on it earlier and it was giving me a 500 error.
Oh, yeah. Well, the 30characters.com is the 30 characters challenge site. Mm-hmm. And occasionally we've been getting some errors because, you know, this is a site that's been getting a lot of traffic and it has a ton of users posting to it, and mm-hmm. We're definitely stretching the limits of what I think my my serving plan can hold.
Uh-oh.
So next year we're in talks about moving into a dedicated server and going bigger, because
just for that one month.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes this thing has, in terms of size, this is the second year that we've done the 30 characters challenge. And it's quintupled in size this year. So if it does that again next year, we may need it. So
and it likely will now, since you have the Webcomic Beacon bump. No, I'm just kidding.
There it is. I'm getting on the horn with the IT professionals that got to tell them to get ready for it. The wave is coming.
Yeah. So, what we are here talking about is 30 characters. That's the prime focus of this episode. So, tell us a bit about what 30 characters basically is, the challenge.
The challenge couldn't be simpler. It's to create 30 brand new characters in 30 days, a character a day, one for every day of the month of November. And that's pretty much it. It's an open challenge that I am doing myself, and I put out to writers, artists, and creators of all ilk. And this is the second year I've done it. Last year, it was just kind of a whim that I decided I was going to do it to start populating some characters for a couple new universes I was creating, and just to get out of a little bit of a creative rut as I was knee-deep in the works of churning out pages of my first online graphic novel, which is now complete. But a year ago, I was right in the muck of it, right in the middle of it, and just kind of wanted to give myself permission to just get crazy with some characters, work on some projects mm-hmm. that I had to back burner just to get things done on the graphic novel. And I decided I had just somewhat recently found out this whole Twitter thing and I noticed that there were a bunch of creatives and people on there that whose stuff I liked in terms of webcomic creators or artists or writers and things, and I had a few people following me anyway, so I shared what I was going to do with that group. And last year, in about 2 weeks, I had about 30 or so creators sign on and say they want to do it with me. So I kind of created a open WordPress blog, and we did it. About 75% actually completed the challenge. It was a lot of fun. So I think I pretty much knew by the end of last year that I was going to be doing it up again this year. And, I had my sights set on expanding it a decent amount this year, because I have another year of building my online social networks and meeting people at conventions and just interacting with people. And so I've kind of expanded that network, and, you know, the people responded. We had more than 150 creators sign up this year.
Yeah.
So, and unfortunately, we shut things down in terms of allowing new signups on the Friday before before the challenge started, which was November 1st, this past Monday. And since then, we've had probably about 25 people say, hey, why didn't I know about this? But the cool thing is I basically said anybody that's in that case to just, you know, come on the site, leave a message, leave a comment saying that that you're interested in doing it next year, and we'll make sure you get you know about that. Mm-hmm. And then also people are leaving people are still doing it on are doing the challenge, taking it up on their own blogs and communities and social networks. I'm just inviting people to share that they're doing it and share the links to their own sites too as well. So,
absolutely.
You know, from a management stance, I did have to close down the admissions to submitting to the site proper. But hey, you know, if the idea sounds fun and you want to join in the fun, hey, do it. It's
absolutely.
It's kind of an open challenge, you know.
Well, it's like any one of those you know, creative challenges, like 24-hour Comics Day. I mean, you don't have to wait for October to roll around and for the one particular day of the year and you miss it. No, I can't do a 24-hour comic.
Yeah, and I mean, I think my goal or why November, and I definitely had some people that were doing the NaNoWriMo novel writing challenge.
Oh, right.
November. Like I had some people angrily like hit up my handle. Why of all months did you pick November? And well, you know, I started it. I didn't even know about NaNoWriMo when I started it. And then the other thing I'm just saying is, you know, these are things aren't mutually exclusive. If you're writing a novel, I'm betting you're going to need some characters for those as well. You know,
absolutely.
Hey, what's another little challenge, you know? So, and there actually have been people that have done both. So
cool.
It can be done, people.
It can be done. Okay. Well, we've talked about 30 characters challenge a little bit here. So let's talk about Tyler James.
All right.
So basically, where do you come from in the field of comic creation?
Where do I come from? That's an interesting question. Well, I can tell you where I've been and maybe talk about, you know, some of the things about where I'm going.
Well, but, yeah, that'll work.
Yeah. I mean, I've been creating comics since I was in middle school and definitely did a ton of that middle school and high school, and probably produced 6 or 7 complete, you know, books that are just, you know, on my own, and made a few photocopies of here and there. And then, like a lot of people that I've talked to that are, you know, in my age range now, did the thing where you drew a ton when you were a kid, and then went away to college and beer and class and girls or whatever, suddenly sucked up all that extra drawing time you had.
Oh yeah.
And so I definitely walked, like, got away from comics for a while. But, you know, about 6 years ago, I started gradually easing my way back into the medium. And for, you know, the last 3 or 4 years, I've been doing it regularly, you know, relatively seriously, and treating it as a business. And, and you know, and trying to get products out there and build readership and things like that. So,
yeah.
In terms of some of the work I've done, most recently, I just completed a online graphic novel called Over, which was a 162-page graphic novel that is any day now I should be receiving my shipment of the print books as well.
Okay.
So I have it's something that I ran as along sort of the webcomics business model, and it updated 3 times a week. And that was my first real experience with trying that out and you know, delivering content to a readership that I was actively trying to build. For a while there, I had been, you know, you do a comic page, you post it on the internet here and there. But this is the first time I kind of took the old dusted off the web how to make web comics book and put those that advice to work and to see how it would go. So you know that's kind of the most recent thing I've finished.
What kind of training have you had in artistically? Are you self-taught or did you go to school or take classes like in college or in high school?
Yeah, no, I'm entirely self-taught. I mean, in high school, you took Studio and Studio 2. But
the
basics. That's about the extent of it. And, you know, the vast majority of my art training and influence is from comics proper. And, you know, there's strengths and there's strengths to that in that, you know, I feel like I know comics very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
The limitations of that is that, you know, there are days and times where I don't even fully consider myself an artist. I more consider myself a storyteller, and that's more where my passion lies. And so, you know, sometimes I'll, you know, just do what it takes to tell the story as opposed to, you know, for the art of it. And part of that. And because I've kind of recognized that, while I think I'll always include art and do art, and there will always be certain stories that I'm going to want to draw and do myself, mm-hmm. I've really in the past 3 years been more serious about pursuing collaborative works with you know super talented artists and colorists and. You know, guys that I can work with to create something that is, you know, a greater piece of work than any one of us can do on our own. Because, you know, I while I'm a fan of DIY and I'm impressed and enthralled by, you know, a ton of the self do it everything, self taught, you know, do everything one man and one woman shops that are on the internet. You know, a lot of the comics that I read and the comics that I'm, you know, I'm a big fan of are the collaborative work of people of you know, multiple talented creators. You know?
Right.
And I'm trying to. So and I also realize that I can do more and when I'm working with other creators as well. And I kind of have genre ADD. When it comes to the kinds of stories I want to tell.
Okay.
So it helps to work with different creators to bring different kinds of stories to life, I've found. So
what are some of the other works other than Over have you been working on?
A year ago July, I had a short story published on Zuda Comics, which was called Interrogation Control Element.
Okay.
Or ICE. And so that was sort of like a ripped from the headlines political thriller that kind of took on the torture debate from the perspective of a crack interrogator.
Okay.
In the U.S. military. And that was with a guy named Damien Cosero, who has since been snatched up by Boom Comics and is doing a ton of awesome comics for them. Cool. It's you know, while that was a comic that, although published by Zuda and you know we got a nice little check for it, didn't actually go on and get a full contract and everything. And that's kind of on hiatus or posted for a while, but. I may get back to it someday.
Okay.
We'll see how the thing go. But that was a kind of a good experience to get something out and kind of validated the taking the collaborative approach.
Right.
Because you know the praise on it was generally it was pretty well received. So
awesome.
I was happy about that. But things that I'm working on right now, I have a comic that's running called Tears of the Dragon, which is at totdcomic.com. And that's sort of a fantasy epic that's like a love letter to movies like Lord of the Rings or Willow or A Princess Bride, your swords and sorcery fantasy stuff with, you know, some twists and surprises that I think people will dig. And I'm writing that and a guy named Coco Ambro is doing the art And then a colorist named Miguel Marquez is handling the colors on there. So
okay.
So that's one thing I'm doing. And then the big project that will be launching in the next year is sort of an ongoing superhero book called Epic. And this is something that I'm co-creating with a guy named Matt Zolman, who is, you can see his work on the 30 Characters Challenge. And you can check out Epic at epiccomic.com. There's a sort of a digital Ashcan preview that you can check out there.
Okay.
And Epic is a straight-up superhero action comedy book about a kid who gets superpowers and realizes his only weakness is girls he's attracted to. So when he's around hot chicks or girls he likes, he loses his powers. And he happens to live in Miami, which is home to zany supervillains and, you know, obviously the... a lot of bikinis. So he's got his work cut out for him. So that's a book that I'm just having a blast writing. And Matt is, you know, he's an outstanding artist who can pretty much, you know, he's one of those guys that I think will go as far as he wants to in comics, and just has such a super clean, fun, attractive style. And we're just kind of having a blast kind of putting this universe together.
Well, excellent. Sounds like you. I mean, is this? Do you have like? Do you have like a day job, or is you basically just?
Yeah, I have a day job. I'm a game designer by day.
Oh, so, okay.
Game designer by day, comics by night.
Well, there you go.
And yeah, I mean, I'm. I guess I'm fortunate enough at this point to, you know, still be, you know, to not. Have a super demanding personal life, and you know I work 5 minutes from my work, so it's not like I have a big commute or anything. But I, you know, I am putting in the work here to try to make these various things happen, and so yeah, it is like a second job, but I'm having fun with it, you know. So,
mm-hmm.
So yeah, so those are some of the things I'm working on, and the 30 characters challenge is kind of that's all things like the 30 characters challenge is mm-hmm. also things that I enjoy executing
mm-hmm.
Because you know I mean I love comics, I love the medium, but it is a fairly solitary endeavor even in when you're working collaboratively with teams
mm-hmm.
nowadays more times than not you're working by yourself when you're doing the work, and it's just communicating online or across or through emails. But a big chunk of the time spent creating this stuff is by yourself, sitting at a desk, listening to podcasts, listening to the Webcomics Beacon while you're doing it.
Yeah.
So any kind of events or things that can build a community, even if it's virtual,
mm-hmm.
I think are great.
I know a lot of people will like say use the term in real life, and I really hate that. You just mean offline. You're not otherwise you're like trying to invalidate your actual friends you have and connect with online. I think people are a lot less fake and pretending than they were like 10 years ago online. Especially
yeah,
artists.
And I think a big part of that is we're losing the anonymous internet is going out of style.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Facebook Connect is a game changer because people act a lot differently when it's their name
right.
attached to comments and attached to things when as opposed to, you know, Leaderboy 2769 or whatever
right.
your handles are. And that's actually one of the things that was a principle of the 30 characters challenge.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to the site, you'll see that you know everybody that's posting on there and is posting under their real name, and that was something that was actually a requirement of users.
Was I supposed to put my real name in there? Because I just put my assumed name in there. It's legal assumed name, but
by real or kind of publishing name, you know, if you publish stuff, if you're known and would if you know Marvel or DC wanted to publish your your book, or Image wanted to publish your book, and, right. and that it's the name that you would publish under. So
right.
you know,
yeah,
I don't mind you know pen names or you know names you go by, but you know I think it's important. I can only you know just about everybody that's. Does the 30 characters challenge, you know, these are people I want to get to know,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I can't, it's hard enough getting to know 150 names. I can't know, get to know nicknames and internet handles and, you know.
Yeah, I've just used mine ever since I first got online. So it's what I've always been, and partly it's because, you know, I like don't want my family or whatever, they won't understand sort of thing, but I don't know. I like my self-chosen name a lot better, but I don't know. That's probably not going to be happening a whole lot with the newer generation that goes on. But, you know, especially when it comes to artists, because, you know, you do want to get your name up there, of course.
And, right. Because that's the point. You know, that's part of it. And this is actually a thing that has had that effect. Just in last year's, there are... were artists that told me that, you know, they got gigs or got people interested in working with them based on seeing some stuff that they drew. And some writers got the opportunity to pitch some things based on some of the things that they were, some concepts that they were developing during the challenge last year. So, you know, it just makes a lot of sense if you're being serious about this, start using a name that goes on your business card or whatever.
Right, so, right.
And also it cuts down on spam, you know, and it cuts down on spam and it cuts down mm-hmm. on the negative comments and stuff. And that was kind of one of the hallmarks of the 30 characters challenge that we were able to keep last year. And it was very important to me that we kept it this year, was just the community spirit is unbelievable. I mean, I don't think you can find another site on the internet right now that has 1,000+ comments and 99% of them are positive, and the 1% and the 1% or so that I'm not calling positive are asking questions or, you know, just offering observations, but, you know, it's a very supportive atmosphere, and that was very important to me. So
well, that's very excellent, and you know, I stumbled across this this 30 characters challenge. I don't even remember where I saw a link or where I heard about it. It might have been through Twitter, you know, just following the trails of that's left when creative people talk about and link about things that, hey, I'm doing this. And I went to the site and I was like, this is awesome. I got to tell people about it. I don't think I can finish it. I have yet to post my first few, but it's like this is awesome. People got to do this because it's just a great creative exercise, especially when people are in a rut and they don't know what to do with their comic. Me in particular is like, if I don't know what to do, having an exercise or a challenge like this, you know, typically is like I'll draw other people's characters, but you know. Yeah, this is great, and I hope next year it quadruples again, because there's been a lot of great posts on here.
There's some sick talent in terms of the artists that are on here,
and variety, no question.
Yeah,
the flat out variety.
Yeah, and you know it's fun because you don't know what's going to happen with some of these characters. You know, mm-hmm. some of these characters will be just kind of throwaway ideas that people will post on the site, have a laugh with, or have some fun with, and never see again. But you never do know.
Right.
And you know, last year Dan Govar, who's does the comic Azure, which is published by DC Comics, it was a former Zooto comic. You know,
right.
he used the challenge to flesh out some characters for the second season of Azure, which ended up, you know, that which ended up running, and I think it's just recently finished up or close to to releasing. But so the first time people saw those characters was on the 30 characters site, and you know, if you've checked out any of his stuff this year, looks like he's got quite the the new project in the works right now with the characters that he's putting out and,
awesome.
And the universe that he's creating. So, you know, I'm just, you know, I'm excited to see what happens with some of this stuff.
All right. Well, I think we've come to the end of our time here. But Tyler, thanks very much for coming on the show. Once again, you can check out Tyler's everything at TylerJamesComics.com and the 30 comics 30 characters challenge at 30characters.com. That's 3 and a 0. Tyler, thanks so much for coming.
Yeah, thanks, Fess. That was awesome.
Awesome. And this has been Fess of the Webcomic Beacon Extended Play, and we'll see you next time.
Tune in for more at webcomicbeacon.com.